Happy New Year 2021, everybody. Maybe it's because of the year that we were just coming out of, or maybe it's my nature not to think too far ahead, but I woke up January 1st and realized I didn't have a New Year resolution. Now, what's great about resolutions is that they are entirely within our control, and they should motivate us to act on a better future. My life will be better if I fill in the blank. It took some time and some tangents, which this episode will meander through, to settle on what it should be for me. And in this short episode, I'd like to share with you my New Year resolution. I'm James Check, and this is The Seed. Time and time again during 2020, life seemed to break down. People's failures, my own failures, to follow some expectation of normal life repeatedly set up these catastrophic collapses. Life wasn't regular, and pretending that it was, or pretending that we could be regular, led to a lot of disappointment. The facade of control was never more destroyed in my life. Yet through these valleys, it became increasingly clear that feeling guilty over my reactions to what was happening wasn't good. Maybe no one has told you this, but it's okay to feel whatever you are feeling. Don't feel bad, or worse, by compounding the crappy things happening around you by judging yourself. As long as you are not consciously walking into a situation intending to do harm, give yourself a break. 2020 showed me that, pandemic or not, people are really only trying to make the best of things, moment by moment. So again, give yourself a break, because God does. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His love does not wait for us to act or be or even think a certain way. Instead, he sends it into the now, no matter how good or bad things are. And it's inspiring that Christ's love, when we encounter it, moves us into a better future. The words of Jesus that we have in Scripture are full of action. Go, believe, baptize, preach, share, listen, give, receive, accept, forgive, listen, be happy, for I am with you. So my New Year's resolution? Pray to receive more of God's love. The love that died for me, even though I don't deserve it. The love that brings light in dark places. The love that says, I am with you, and means it. Love with a capital L that does not change, does not fade, and does not have to be earned. I can choose to receive more, because he promises that more will be given to those who ask. May you be blessed this year with hope and grace and love. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to The Seed. Thank you.